Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and happy Sunday. Today I have. I'm sorry, y'all. If y'all could only see what we do behind the scenes, it's hilarious. So today we have Stephanie, Tiffy, and Karan and Caleb. We're missing some of our. Oh, I'm sorry, and yours truly, Kavian. We're missing some of our volunteers today. Some of them were doing some last-minute travels, and it's before the back-to-school start, so I understand they have to get all that in and rest their minds.
Some last-minute sleeping.
Yeah.
Some summer sleeping.
Yeah, they're on vacation. Some of our youth are anyway. So today we're just going to talk about our reflections of this year so far. We had so much going on for the month of June, where we had our youth that was out and able to participate with us. They did community outreach. We volunteered at Midwest. And there were other things that we were able to do with our youth, and we're looking forward to them coming back after they get settled in school. So, and we're going to talk about some things that we're looking forward to doing next year as well. So, first I'm going to introduce to you Mr. Caleb. He is 11 years old. He's a sixth grader starting school on August the 4th. How are you doing, Caleb?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
That's a little grin from ear to ear.
Right. So, good. Caleb, tell us, what did you participate with us on?
Making a lunch bag.
The lunch bag. So we made lunch bags for the homeless. We were given a great opportunity to have a lot of space to make these lunch bags at Bridging the Gap. So a really great place, and special thank you to them. So, Caleb, tell us about your experience and how was making the lunch, and what lunch did you make?
It was fun, and we made peanut butter jelly sandwiches for the homeless with little bites, pound cakes, drinks, peaches, and crackers and stuff like that. For them to eat so then they could live off of something and know how to survive.
Awesome. So Caleb didn't go with us to distribute. However, Karan did. So, Karan, can you tell us about your experience? Oh, Karan, Miss Ruthie just came in, guys. Hold on. Hi, Miss Ruthie.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
So Karan and Miss Ruthie, they both was with us to distribute. Was with us to distribute the lunch bags to the homeless. We actually decided to go to Hurt Park the next day. We had a nice group that helped participate with making the lunch bags that Caleb was helped us with. So Karan and Miss Ruthie, one at a time, we're going to start with Karan. Let's talk about your experience of distributing the lunch bag. How was it for you? Because you're a teenager, so.
Well, it was eye-opening to see all people there at the park trying to come in. And everyone coming to get a lunch bag for their family members and everyone that was out there at the park, and it was just great to see that everyone was coming to help out other people.
Yeah, yeah. It was a lot of different people out there. Ms. Ruthie?
I enjoyed the fact that we were able to serve so many people. It was just amazing to see the smiles on their faces and as appreciative as they was of what we were giving them. So that's what I enjoyed most of all.
Right. For me personally, and I know for we had some other volunteers that was able to go out with us, it was a real eye-opening experience to see so many people that were homeless and did not have food. I mean, from women to men to the children that were out there, it was a lot. And it's very hard to see. And I went out personally to see some of the children. There was one lady, she couldn't carry everything. She was trying to get lunch bags for her and her two children. No, I'm sorry. It was three children that was over there. I guess it was her. I'm assuming that it was another homeless person. I'm going to say it's her sister, but but it was another homeless person and her kids. And for me, it was, I wish I had more. You know, I wish our organization, along with some of these other organizations, could partner. We can do this on a monthly basis or something, just to do more, because there are so many homeless. And the 200 bags that we gave, honestly and truly, I don't feel like it was enough.
I know it wasn't enough.
Yeah.
I know it wasn't enough because there was so many needy people there that day.
Right. It was hard to see. That I know Stephanie participated with blessing bags for the homeless, so it's still the same experience. We went to, there's a place in Atlanta called Hurt Park.
Mm-hmm.
You know that place as well. And it was more people than
it's
anything.
It's very homeless when they come up and they're hugging you and, oh, my God, thank you so much.
Right.
You know, and right. You know that, you know, they're going to, because what? How long can a human live without food?
Yeah.
What is it?
Uh-huh.
7 days, 3 days without water, and 7 days without food? Is that about it? Mm-hmm. So,
12 days without food, I think it's only like three days without water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, knowing that you've extended how long, you know, they can survive, especially in this heat.
Yes. And that heat was awful that day, I will say that. But the experience of giving out those lunch bags for our teenagers, I think it's more of, for them, it kind of shows them a little bit more gratitude and be thankful for what they have. You know, a lot of us take our lives for granted. The things that we are able to access, the resources that are available to us, that's not available to some of the others. So I was actually very happy that our teenagers were there. They were able to participate. And I'm hoping that they had a good takeaway from it. So, Corinda, did you have a takeaway?
Yes, the life that I have now is it's a more giving than other people's lives, and I shouldn't take it for granted, like you said.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you think about your mom and what she does for you? Yeah, I know I'm putting them on blast, right? How much do you really appreciate the life that you have and what you got?
I appreciate it a lot.
As he sums it up real quick. So, but yeah, I think the other teenagers that participated, I think they really understood and that they appreciate the life that they have now. Somebody is vibrating. I don't know who.
Oh,
okay. The other thing is, what else did we do this summer with the kids? They volunteered at Midwest. And Midwest is an awesome, awesome place. They service so many organizations. And I don't even know the time span, but we were there for 4 hours. I think it's like from 8 to 12. And they had, like 30-something organizations that came through that also services the community. And with that, our kids, we had, we had Sydney, Kiana, We had Sydney, we had Kiana, we had Karan, Dante, Emily. We had a group, and all groups were over at Loadout. So, Karan, of course, y'all know Karan is the spokesperson for the teenagers because all the other teenagers are on vacation. Love you all. So, Karan, let's talk about your experience with Midwest and volunteering there.
Well, it was fun. We, you know, a truck would come in and we would load it up and see everything that they needed for whatever ministry they were working for or program mm-hmm. or organization. And then it was just a nice, quick, easy, fun process. You also take something away from it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think one of the funnest parts was trying to get it organized when they bring that cart over full and they drove a Sonata. And we had to figure out how to load all of the stuff that was on the cart into a Sonata. So it was like so fun. I mean, but, you know, people come and they're bringing what they have because they service the same thing that we do. But it was eye-opening for, I think, some of the kids to see so many different organizations that are here. And they travel from different places.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even realize how many different places they actually travel from to get
Tennessee, Alabama,
right.
All over Georgia.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that they travel from that many places. I thought that it was a local thing, but they are actually all over.
Because they've got another one in Florida, but that's the nearest one. So all the states, North Carolina, South Carolina, they all come here.
Oh, mm-hmm. Interesting.
That's why there's so many in, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In a day.
Gotcha. So, but that was a great experience. I wish Kiana was here so she can tell y'all how OCD she was.
She can tell you how to load that Sonata.
She was a hoot to work with. She was the one that was actually the most detailed oriented. She would tell us how to load it. She would make us unload and reload. It was the funniest thing. You should have seen all of the teenagers. They were all getting upset. They were like, look, all we got to do is put the stuff in and it's done. And Kiana was like, we can fit more if you do it this way.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. It was so funny. But we had fun with her. But she participates with other organizations as well. But she was a hoot. And I think it got to the point where some of us were splitting up because we started getting more vehicles to load. And then there were more people that was coming in to volunteer. So I think our group kind of split up. They put Kiana with the other people. And then everybody else will just come down to the other vehicle and load. Because I was always looking, I'm like, where's Kiana? Whose truck is she on? But it was great. So we have a new face that is going to.
You didn't see that look?
I did. He's going to talk about some of the things that he works at home with his mom. So he has been helping behind the scenes. He don't think I know, but I do. doing some things for Sisters for Society. And his name is Jeremiah. Hi Jeremiah.
Hello.
If you see the facial expression, guys, I'm telling you, they're awesome. You need to take Kodak pictures of him.
He has the cutest dimples.
He does. He is awesome. So, hey, you just stop. Oh, sorry, I'm on the air. Look, so Jeremiah, so tell us some of the things that you have been working on at home to kind of help Sisters for Society be successful.
Some of the things I've been helping with is making lists to companies, asking permission for things like items that this Fifth Society uses to help those in need. And it's really been a fun experience working with my mom and helping out my community.
Oh. She's pushing buttons and it sounds funny.
We love Skype, right?
Yeah.
No.
See, okay. Helping her with gift cards and stuff like that. That's great, Jeremiah. Mm-hmm. I'm Stephanie, by the way. We haven't, I don't know if we've met, but it's very nice to meet you.
Look, there's an introduction on air, everybody. Jeremiah, meet Stephanie.
You'll hear my name occasionally, whether it's being cussed at or yelled at or.
Yeah, you've heard that one already, right? Not No, but Jeremiah has been helping Ms. Ruthie. Ms. Ruthie is actually going to be over our assistance program.
Yay!
You ain't lying.
Yay!
Let me say it with you.
It's one more time for good measure. Yay!
So it is going to be a little bit more defined. We are looking forward to some changes, some things that are going to be in the works. So y'all just be patient with us because we have a lot more that is coming forward. So Ms. Ruthie is going to talk and tell y'all a little bit about our assistance program. Will you please stop it? I'm on the air. Go ahead.
Our assistant program, what we do, we help families in need of mm-hmm. whether it's financial assistance, whether it's clothing, or whether it's food.
Mm-hmm.
I'm defining the program just a little bit more so that we'll be able to help even more families faster.
Right.
So that's our goal. We don't want anybody to have to wait days to mm-hmm. give assistance. So
right.
We're working on that, and it's a lot that's going to be taking place.
All right. All right. I'm looking forward to it because less than I have to do. And we all have to do.
And Ms. Ruthie, you probably like to be the board while you weren't here.
Congratulations.
They're doing too much on air, y'all. So, the other thing that we were able to do, we started a community outreach where we're supporting the families. And Karan, don't walk away, come back, will be talking to us with him. Dante is not here, so a shout out to Dante. He went back home. He was here for the summer. Oh my gosh, that boy is hysterical.
Yay, Dante!
Yay, Dante, we love you.
He is, he was a pleasure to work with, him and Karan. And Tyler also got tricked into spending the night, but he didn't realize that he was spending the night to work. So.
He doesn't mind.
I know. Yeah. It was one of those. He woke up. I gotta be home by now. You know, tell your mama you're gonna be doing this. So
I'll take her and tell her that.
So he was able to go and help us load up. We are partnering agency with Hearts of Love. They have a ministry called Taking It to the Streets where they provide. It's bread and pastry to organizations, for our organizations to help service other organizations and their families that are within those organizations. Mm-hmm. So we have, Karan is going to talk about his experience of load up and distribution.
Well, it's fun.
Okay, it's fun.
We will go to what's the place called?
The bakery.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes, the bakery. And then I'm always the one to load up all the trays and stuff. And my mom always organizes it because I'm not good at that part. And I just do all the labor work. And then we go to either a daycare or a home, the apartment place, right across the street.
Oh, that's where the homeless is. It's the Stay Lodge, yes.
Yeah,
it's like an extended living hotel type thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then we'll go to that Noonan
Housing Authority,
and the lady's always so not so happy and nice to see her. She's like, yeah, it's more Braille. They love the Braille over here.
Yes, but we're able to service so many different organizations. What about the other one in Fayetteville?
Look, you walking into a room makes people smile, doesn't it?
AV Pride. That one was easy because they normally send out some of
them. All the parents out there giving me spit on them outside.
And then you have to do hunts around.
So, and the kids there, they are so excited when we come. They were like, I'm going to load this one. Can I take this one? Can I take these cookies? Can I take these donuts? So they get their own personal serving for volunteering to help. it's a great experience, a great opportunity for us to network with other nonprofits. And we need to do more of that. Just to unite and be to collaborate with other organizations so that we are servicing. Everyone has resources, but everyone can get more resources to support these other families. A lot of people didn't know that we were doing it, so that's something we're glad we're able to. I'm on F. Okay. I'm glad we were able to partner with some of these other organizations. So just to give you a little list, we service AV Pride. We went to Next Level Boys. They actually put Dante and Karan on the spot because they mentor young men in their summer camp. And they put Karan and Dante on the spot to come and speak to the kids. It was so funny. Mr. Davis, he was like, y'all go in there and say something positive to the kids. And it was like, for real? Like, we got to go in here? Like, they didn't know what to say. It was so funny. I was trying to record, but then I couldn't hit the record fast enough, so they was good by the time I finished. Because, you know, everything is good. They said, stay in tune and don't do drugs. I mean, it was like the most... But it was, it was funny. They said, something else. They said, listen to your parents.
I said, focus on making good grade stuff and making cool stuff. It has, no value.
Right.
Yeah. Being cool isn't cool. And then making the grade cool.
Right. But it was fun. Mr. Davis was a great organization over there at Next Level Boys. We are able to participate at the Fayette Mobile Food Pantry. So Stephanie was able to help us one of our distributions.
Very hot morning.
That's funny that everybody got the same thing to say, right? It's hot.
That was a cool day.
That one was a cool day for you to participate. So,
okay. So you have to imagine I glow in the dark. It was not cool.
So Ms. Ruthie has been doing it every month. Mm-hmm. So Ms. Ruthie, you can tell about your experience with doing that. This is all part of our community outreach. So
I love the part of seeing the people come and get the services that they need. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just wonderful that we're able to help so many people. The thing that I do not like is the heat. But other than, I can do everything else if it was just in the cool.
Yes.
Well, they're nice enough to provide tents.
Yeah, they provide tents.
And
they provide
standing out in the parking lot,
yes,
directing traffic.
So I didn't. Thursday, I didn't come around.
She stayed behind the tent. It was insane.
You're still my hero, honey.
I could not.
Yo, the thing.
Pack all the bread you want.
So the Fayette Mobile Food Pantry is actually a part of Real Life Center.
Mm-hmm.
They are the ones that provide the food, and It's hosted at Grace Evangelical Church. And there's also another church, Word of God, if I'm not mistaken, that also, they're all three are partners in that Fayette Mobile Food Pantry. And we were invited by Grace to just participate and give out. We give the bread and the pastries because not all the time do they have bread and pastries. So
we're very much loved over there.
We are very
the people coming through. You have bread and cookies.
Yes, and it's a great experience to sit and not sit. Oh Lord Jesus, we're not sitting. Would talk to almost every vehicle that comes through. I'm not even asking. And it's a great experience to see everyone come out. We just did one.
216.
It was 216 families.
Yes,
from,
when I was there, it was 203 families. But
yeah.
Every last one of them were so thankful.
Yeah.
You know, some of them, a couple of them were actual ministers or something because they were full on sermons.
Right.
But
right.
They're all so personable and
right.
So thankful.
Right, right.
And humble.
Yeah, they really are. And it's a great experience. I'm glad we were able to get that partnership through GKRC for helping us out with that.
Thank you, Ms. Karen.
So with that being said, for anyone that is looking for food pantries that are open, the Fayette Mobile Food Pantry has theirs the third Thursday of every month. Get there early. It starts, lineup starts at 8 o'clock. And it lasts until the last car comes through, which is normally about 11:30.
And we run out of food.
And we run out of food. So there are more food pantry that are around in the Fayette County and in the Noonan County. In Coweta County, we have them listed. We have, you can call us and get information about that. So, alongside with Fayette Mobile Food Pantry, there's Missionary Baptist Church that did a summer program where we helped with those children that were there. The Stay Lodge, as Teron mentioned, there's International Learning Academy. We service the women over there. And the Noonan Housing Authority. So, with all that being said, it was a great opportunity for us this summer to network and partner with so many different organizations to be able to support our different families in our community. It was a great experience. I think our teenagers enjoyed it, even the ones that work behind the scenes. Jeremiah, look. So I'm looking forward to next summer, me personally, because I think our teenagers will, I don't know, because they've been graduated and they'll be moving on.
But even at college, they can come home to visit.
We'll see. Because you know when they get a little bit of taste of life.
Yeah, and freedom.
We're saying they're going to come home that first year, and they're going to help, and they're going to volunteer.
And they'll recruit.
Yeah, and they're
going to
recruit.
Friends
recruit,
and,
yes.
Yeah. They'll recruit others to help us.
I'm so glad they're being positive, y'all.
Yeah.
So I'm saying this. Them teenagers are going to be gone. They ain't going to be coming back. I'm going to do the reality.
They will take what they learned with them.
Yes, they will.
And they will remember this.
I will say that. They will definitely have fun, and we look forward to them coming back and participating. So I'm sure they will be participating during the school year. So with that being said, we had a great year so far. Look for us next year to start back doing our podcast. Saturday, July 29th, we'll be at the Back to School Expo in Fayetteville. So come out, get a book bag, get some school supplies. They'll be doing so much there. And August the 10th, we'll be at Talbot's. So please come out and shop. It supports us. I can't say that enough. It supports us.
And you get some great clothes.
And
supporting us
supports you. It supports the community. So just remember that whatever we do, we give back. Thank you and have a great day.
Yeah. Every time. Cut it right in the last second.
Yeah, I thought she was going to answer. I was like, she goes, I'm going to answer the